For more than 100 years, Eudora had a weekly newspaper. Mayor Tim Reason remembers reading it when he moved to town in 1997.
We're able to have a sports reporter, somebody that would come out when we had a structure fire and, you know, report on it. We had somebody that sat through the city commission meetings with us.
Reason says the result is citizens are less informed and starved for coverage. Until very recently, the most Eudora residents could hope for was a mention in the Lawrence Journal World.
One of my sons was a starting quarterback this year, and you know, you get this little blurb, you know, a few sentences that say what they did, but it'd be great to have those newspaper clippings that you don't get.
Since 2004, more than 1,800 newspapers have folded, a third of them in rural communities. In Eudora, KU journalism professor Terry Fenneman saw an opportunity. The town, just 10 miles down the road, could get news coverage again, and her students could get hands-on practice.
I'm a really big proponent of my students having real-world experience. I do not like doing canned exercises.
They started small, sharing photo galleries on Facebook. But when those started getting likes and shares, Fenneman decided her students could and should do more.
Seeing that this community really wanted to see itself covered, was really interested in the things that were happening in the community, I decided to start pulling in my reporting students as well.
She created a website called the Eudora Times and started assigning stories. Junior Riley Wilson says reporting in Eudora was different than the assignment she'd done in class.
Before this semester, it was always, I have to get the information and I have to get it down in a story. And now I'm like, okay, well, I have that, but is it interesting?
At first, Wilson and her classmates worried they wouldn't have much credibility because they were still learning to be journalists. But she says she quickly realized that people in Eudora were just glad someone wanted to cover them.
Every time I've done a story, people are really excited to tell me about what they're doing. And I think they like seeing that people do care about what's going on in small towns, especially their town.
Steve Spleakel, the superintendent of Eudora School, says he's seen posts from the journalism students getting shared on Facebook.
I think it's exciting anytime you get an opportunity to showcase what the important work that's going on in the across the school district. Families want to be able to share with extended families the things that their kids are doing in school, and that's a great thing.
Assistant City Manager Leslie Herring has helped the journalism students navigate around town. She takes me around, too.
We're at about 3/4 of our population leave for the day, but we definitely have that mighty feeling on the weekends of community.
Housing in Eudora is more affordable than in neighboring Johnson County, where many residents work, and people move here because they want that small town feel. So Eudora is growing. About 60 new houses have gone up in the last 2 years.
The biggest thing we hear requests for is a sit-down restaurant. Right now we've got a bar and grill that is more bar than grill. We've got a Chinese and Mexican restaurant. It's in one, but we really don't have anywhere for people to come and sit down and have breakfast or to have like a Sunday dinner.
Fenneman, who is also a journalism historian, says without newspapers, there's no one to preserve local history.
It's just really interesting to see how much a newspaper can bind a community together and be like a central place for them to preserve their history, for them to know what's going on in their community, for them to have an understanding of how the media works. That is a contributing factor to why we have so many anti-media attitudes today.
Mayor Reason says he's been able to see that shift as people in Eudora get used to seeing the journalism students around town.
At first, it was, you know, who's taking pictures, and I had people ask, and it would be great for our community to have someone here on a regular basis.
And that's why he's excited the journalism students will be back in the fall to tell more stories in Eudora. I'm Ellie Moxley.